Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Grab a Missouri Lottery Powerball ticket before Wednesday's drawing for a chance at $403 million. Play today.
I'm Elisa Nelson. A Columbia man is in federal custody charged with preparing a terrorist attack with people he thought were members of ISIS. Ashley Byrd reports.
Those so-called members of ISIS were actually undercover law enforcement agents. That's according to federal prosecutors. 25-year-old Robert Lorenzo Hester Jr. has been charged in a 25-page criminal complaint, which includes planning to participate on a President's Day attack on buses, trains, and a train station in Kansas City. The investigation began when multiple confidential sources told the FBI about Hester's social media posts. He allegedly participated in the planning and gathering bomb materials for attacks as part of a global jihad. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
Vice President Mike Pence will be in Missouri tomorrow to promote job growth. Governor Greitens staffer Austin Chambers says the governor and Pence will tour a St. Louis area business and discuss increasing jobs and cutting regulations. A Missouri Senate committee is considering a controversial measure that would prohibit transgender students from using school bathrooms and locker rooms with all other students. Lamar Republican Ed Emery's proposal would provide the best available accommodations for students with a different gender than what they were born with. According to the National Human Trafficking Hotline, at least 135 suspected trafficking cases in Missouri have been reported this year, about 95 of which involve sex trafficking. Nanette Ward with Central Missouri Stop Human Trafficking Coalition supports legislation that would seal the criminal records and prostitution cases that involve sex trafficking.
Human trafficking, both labor and sex trafficking, is the fastest growing criminal industry in the world.
During a Senate committee hearing, no one testified against the bill. $10 million has been sent to the Missouri General Fund as part of a court settlement. Attorney General Josh Hawley and Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft jointly dispatched the funds after the U.S. Justice Department in more than 20 states came to an agreement with Moody's Corporation. While testifying before the State House Budget Committee, Hawley said the money would be coming quickly.
Those funds will be coming to General Revenue today.
Hawley said he and Ashcroft had the authority to send the money to various reimbursement efforts, but chose to help lawmakers balance a budget shortfall instead. Two family members charged in the killing of a Missouri Ku Klux Klan leader have been arraigned today. The wife and stepson of 51-year-old Frank Ancona have been charged in connection with Ancona's killing. A mid-Missouri man has died on the job. Minnesota troopers say David Earl Hyde of Fulton was helping to unload large metal pipes from a trailer in the Minneapolis area yesterday when one of the pipes fell on him. This is Missouri Net News.